Hello, this is Brent Leary, and I'm about to go one-on-one with Ray Wong, who is the CEO of Constellation Research, and also I think he probably has about 5 or 6 different people he's cloned to do some things with him. But Ray, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thanks, Brent. Thanks for the great intro.
I forgot, actually, the probably the most important piece is he's a DJ, club DJ, the old guy like me who likes that old 80s, 90s stuff, too.
Well, hey, you and I are going to jam. We're going to spin. We're going to get the CRM Evolution people to make to have turntables for us. We've got to spin.
Yeah, so. we got to make that happen. Well, but in the meantime, what I really want to talk about, and maybe before we jump into this idea of gamification, give us a little bit of your background.
Well, I've had a chance to be an analyst, a chance to be in product management, marketing, working and building products. I have a chance to run marketing at different sets of organizations. And, you know, I think my background is I'm just intellectually curious about technology and helping people figure out how to use this technology to drive business value. So anything from, you know, gamification to social to CRM to ERP to even contract negotiations. We do a lot of work around that, helping people get the best deals on software licensing. Those are things that are within our portfolio. So.
You cut a wide swath of information in interest, but one of them you mentioned and I mentioned a little earlier is this idea of this term called gamification. Maybe you could just tell us exactly what gamification is.
So gamification, it sounds at first like this is like something that's not even worthy of talking about in business. There's a lot of hype about this. And I think the best way to think about this is really a set of design principles, processes, and systems to go out and influence, engage, motivate people, motivate groups, and motivate communities to drive behaviors to get to what you want them to do. And so, you know, this started out in the video game industry by creating different incentive and behavior management. It started to show up in people's user experience, and it takes a lot of these gaming mechanics, things that we know work to get people interested and getting them engaged, right? Because at the end of the day, if you can get a community and get people engaged to do things, you're winning half the battle on a marketing bet. You know, you're winning half the battle on an employee level to get people to do things. And so gamification is that ability to kind of influence and drive behavior using these design principles and techniques.
So are there any specific kind of areas in the business that gamification really would benefit a company?
There are a lot of places that you can start with gamification. We see it anything as simple as getting people onboarded properly. We see it anything from, you know, helping to recruit and drive people into the organization. We see it just getting work done, right? Helping people collaborate internally on teams, whether it's in sales, whether it's in marketing. And so these are things that can be used all the time.
I know one of the examples that I like is before they were desk.com, they were Assistly, and they're a customer service in the cloud provider, and now, once again, they got bought by Salesforce. But one of the things that was interesting about the way that they kind of approached gamification was from that, like you said, from an onboarding perspective, where they gave incentive to their clients to get the system set up, and, you know, they gave them kind of points, and those points led to, or I should say hours, these flex hours, and they gave them, you know, some free hours of using the system. What are some of the other kind of cool examples that maybe you could help folks understand where gamification could fit into some of the things that they do?
Yeah, there is. I mean, for example, there's this company in the UK called GiftGaff, and basically what they're doing is they're a mobile phone operator. It's a virtual mobile phone operator. And what they're able to do is get their customers to answer each other's customer service and support. And every time they do that, they get points for answering a question, for helping another customer out. And you'd think that, hey, you know, this might work, it could have been interesting, but because they put these gamification techniques and you get points that are applicable to credit for future minutes, you get points that can be used and matched with a volunteer charity grant, or you might just get cash back. Well, they paid out over $1 million last year using the system, and what they've probably done is cut their customer service and support costs by 20 to 30%, get their community more engaged, which then allows them to do a lot more, a lot of things that we've been talking about in the world of social CRM and in the world of just collaboration and business.
So there's some win-wins in terms of increased revenues and also decreased costs. Are you seeing this specifically in B2B or is it in B2C? Can you do them in one or the other or both?
That's a great question, Brent. You definitely can do it in both. On the B2C side, it tends to happen with the external communities, getting lots of groups of individuals to kind of participate. Another great example is in product development. You see a lot of people put these contests together to build a new feature, to brand the next company or the next product, to do that kind of design. And some of the rewards are there. And we'll talk about rewards in a bit, but they're both monetary and non-monetary rewards. The hint, you got to focus on the non-monetary rewards. You get a lot more bang for the buck. And literally, the non-monetary rewards actually drive better incentives and better behavior outcomes. Now, on the B2B side, that happens all the day. Right? I mean, you have partners that you might be working with. You might be working with other resellers. And what you're trying to do is get them to move in a certain direction that's a little bit different than before. And so this is where we can talk about some of the non-monetary incentives that are out there that kind of help drive this kind of behavior. And there are really three types. One is recognition, the other one is access, and the third one is impact. When I talk about recognition, it's like, hey, you win a badge, you get recognized as being, the reseller of the month, you get an award or a contest, you get, maybe you can set up an interview for them and build their personal brand. But that's the kind of stuff that happens on the recognition side. The second thing is access. Access means, you might be able to see the new product first. You might be able to spend a day with like an executive. You might get special seating at events, or you might be able to go out and be set up with specific secret insight to what's going on next in the company, like being inside the know, right? And then the last thing is impact. And what impact does is allows you to kind of potentially build the next product, be part of the influence team that goes out and drives the next service, go out and be able to evangelize the next product or service and be put in that kind of position. And the reason I bring this up is because there's been all these studies that show that, if you pay someone $5 to do a task or if you pay someone $10 to do a task, the incremental effect is about nothing. But if you go out and recognize someone or someone's boss gives them special recognition or you get put on a special team or project or you just get recognized by your peers, there's a lot more impact and people are willing to do that. And this even happens in banking. They actually did the study where they're comparing, what would you rather have? Would you rather have more cash, an increase in your salary or bonus? And people said, oh, okay, that's kind of interesting. But the result actually was the non-monetary rewards were more interesting. People wanted to put on a special project. They wanted to be mentored by certain sets of individuals. They wanted, better assignments or first choice on different tasks. And that in itself is pretty powerful.
Let's look at how this can be implemented into a traditional business, because I'm assuming that, and maybe I should just ask you, well, how far along are we with gamification in businesses today? If you had to say on a scale of 1 to 10, where are companies in implementing this kind of approach?
So you always have the early adopters, and I'd say that the early adopters are probably 12 to 24 months into it. And those guys are making a lot of traction. And everybody else is watching. They're saying, hey, how do we jump into this? And I think people are starting to get the idea of, okay, I get this. We can get points and leaderboards and badges, and people get excited. And that's not the right point, right? You've got to go back and redesign what you want to do to influence. And what I mean by that, you've got to figure out what are the things that you want to push the envelope on. Is it better collaboration? Do you want to get more responses in a community site? You want to get more revenue per engagement? You want to improve your loyalty or satisfaction? You nail that down, then you go back and figure out within the community, what do people want to do, right? How do you recognize them both in the monetary and non-monetary incentives? So it could go back to the simple thing as, do people really want more points so that they can do other things with this? Do they really want to be put on their team? And then you can tie this back to the program. And so it's a broader set of programs that encompass, the recognition, maybe badges, maybe leaderboards, maybe even bigger than that, the level of community engagement.
So, what's the best way for a company to get started with building a gamification kind of program into what they do in terms of engagement?
You start with the business objective. What do you want to move? Right? This is important. So, let's say maybe, I don't know. Pick a business objective.
Make more money. No,
Make more money. All right.
let's do this. We need more, we need new customers.
We need new customers. Okay. So maybe the issue is about getting your existing customers to refer new customers in. And so you could take an example. Let's say let's say you want to build a referral program for your best customers. And one of the actually, there's an interesting case study that happened with some of the casinos in Las Vegas. I mean, if you think about casinos, it's an interesting business, but the meeting business of Las Vegas is about a $4.4 billion business. And just like when you get whales who come in and spend a lot of money at the casino, well, they're meeting planners that are the equivalent of these whales. They go on and they book these big conventions, these big shows that happen year over year. And if you can get business from these meeting planners and win that kind of business over time and get their referrals, you're in good shape. And the first basis is like the wedding planners, they do their thing. And then there's the conference planners, right? And they're two different types. And by focusing in on how to get them to do the referral and to continue to, instead of book just once a year, but get them to book 2 or 3 years out, right? That's where you get a lot of efficiencies because it means you're not having to, you've got predictable revenue. And so we've seen these interesting gamification programs where they go out, get the meeting planners to refer to other meeting planners, and they get points for doing that. They get points for actually booking multiple year contracts. They get points for, having X number of meetings per year. And when they accumulate all those points, what they end up doing with this is part of the gamification, it's like, okay, great, I got all these points. What do I want to do? They've set up a whole series of programs that say, if you get to 30 points, what will happen is we're going to make sure that, we give you the usual comps, like a better room, a better spa, a free trip some other time. But if you get to 100 points, what we're going to do is we're going to craft a program just for you. We're going to make sure that we give you certain privileges and amenities that you don't have that no one else can get to. And then if you get to 200 points, what we're going to do is, we're going to actually help you with getting press and media coverage for that event. Right? So they've layered out the things that people want and built it in against these point systems. So that gives you an idea how to design one. And everybody's business is a little bit different. Everybody's outcomes that they want to do a little different. And the incentives that the customers are interested in are slightly different.
But it really means understanding, like you said, having goals up front. What are you trying to attack? And then getting the right people involved to create and design a business process that then can be rolled out in a fun, gamified fashion.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is a great conversation we've been having with Ray. And Ray, where can people learn more about what you're doing and also maybe some places where they can catch up on some gamification information?
Great place to go is two places. The Constellation website, www.constellationrg.com, or my blog, which is softwareinsider.org.
And if you had to peer out 2 years from now, well, where are we going to be with gamification from a business
We think
perspective?
half the social business designs are going to have a gamification component. So,
Half of them. That's going to be some pretty quick accelerated adoption then, huh?
oh yeah, I mean, any one of these gaming mechanics, they're starting to happen because people want to engage or create an environment that enable engagement.
Thanks for your time, man.
Hey, take care.